Rows of film studio buildings reflected in the shiny gold surface of a shield with the letters WB in its centre. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. A Celtic-style symbol made from a twisted interwoven line. It glows a hot fiery red, then fades to a yellowy orange. Legendary Pictures. Warner Brothers Pictures presents, in association with Legendary Pictures, a DeLine Pictures production. A film by Jodie Hill, Seth Rogen in Observe and Report. The lights in a mall come on, several people enter.
Oh, the streets of Rome.
Two young women dress a stall with brightly coloured teddies and gifts wrapped up in clear cellophane tied with ribbons. Shop assistants raise the metal store entrance grills.
You can almost think that you're seeing double.
A portly 30-something security guard stares ahead and puffs out his chest. Customers wander through the mall. A guy drinks from a disposable cup. A man puts a tie on a headless mannequin. A couple stroll along, each with a hand in the other's back pocket. A guy smiles and nods at two passing women. Anna Faris, Michael Peña, Celia Weston, and Ray Liotta. Jesse Plemons, Dan Bacadal, Colette Wolfe, Aziz Ansari. An old man carefully lowers himself onto a bench beside a woman. A busy cafe. A young woman carefully places a second scoop of ice cream onto a cone. A man serves salad. A father drags his child out of a toy shop. A pretty young woman watches and bumps into a woman wearing a black hat who slips a bottle of perfume into her bag unnoticed. Casting by Sheila Jaffe, CSA. Costumes designed by Gary Jones. Music by Joseph Stevens. Edited by Zine Baker. Production designer Chris Spellman. Director of photography Tim Orr. Executive producers Thomas Tull, John Jashny, William Fay, Andrew Haas, Marty Ewing. Produced by Donald DeLine. Written and directed by Jodie Hill. Kids fight, teen girls inspect their purchases. Ronnie Barnhart, the chubby, clean-shaven mall security guard in his late 30s, stares earnestly at passing shoppers. Outside in the parking lot, a car pulls into a parking bay. A man wearing just a raincoat scampers over as a woman gets out.
Hey! Hey,
Ben! He flashes at her and she runs. Wrapping the raincoat across himself, the bespectacled flasher jogs off across the parking lot. He ducks behind a bush, then sprints towards three women standing behind a maroon sedan.
Hey, I'm gonna fuck you!
The man flashes again to some people in a car, then gives another woman an eyeful as she climbs out of a Toyota Corolla.
Touch it, slut!
He makes a beeline for three women.
See my dad!
Ronnie.
Guess what happened today, guys? Can you, any of you guess? The Ewans fucked up big time. Instead of watching them all like they're supposed to, they let a goddamn pervert come and show his fucking cock to around 15 people. So good job, guys. You fucked up big.
Y'all hurt Ronnie. And nobody hurts Ronnie.
Now apologize to me.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I want you to say that like you mean it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That sounded like the last one.
Guys, I need you to step it up.
Okay.
You two guys, if you want this, if you want to experience what this is, I'm going to need to see a lot more than I'm seeing right now.
You will.
Get the fuck out of my face, guys.
The portly Ewan twins shuffle out.
Thank you, man. That was great.
My pleasure, man.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
I'm standing here at Forest Ridge Mall, where earlier today a man exposed himself to several women before fleeing the scene. I'm here with Ronnie Barnhart, one of the security guards here at the mall,
no,
who can
cut.
Hopefully...
You fucked up, ma'am. I'm the head of mall security. You should do that again and say it right.
Well, Officer Barnhart...
Action.
Right. Is there any information you can shed on this situation?
You're just going to keep going even though you fucked up my title? Okay. Well, I'm standing here with this doctor.
Brandy, a platinum blonde shop assistant, works the makeup counter with a slim, sandy-haired guy, Bruce. She applies lip gloss in a mirror and hoiks up her boobs as Ronnie stares longingly at her across the mall. Bruce stands listening to Brandy.
Okay, how do I steer are you towards the oil-free foundation? She was like, I don't know, I want to moisturize. I was like, no! Nah!
Ronnie strolls up.
Oh, shit. What were you guys talking about? What were you saying to each other?
So, Ronnie, what is it you stopped by for?
Well, I'm sure you heard about this, but we had a pervert sexually assault several women in the mall parking lot.
Oh, really? A pervert?
Yeah. So, you know, I just thought I'd tell you, you know, just be careful watching your comings and your goings and whatnot.
Do you think we're going to be safe?
Yeah, Bruce, I think you'll be just fine. Bruce wants to know if he'll be safe. I should warn the pervert that Bruce is out there. Look at me, I'm Bruce. Look, is the pervert gonna get me? I'm just fucking with you, Bruce.
I think, Ronnie, that I am, I'm gonna be just fine.
Everyone thinks they're fine. Till someone put something in them they don't want in them.
Okay, well, I guess it's probably time to...
She makes a walking gesture.
Okay, well, see you guys. Have fun doing your thing. All righty. What? Oh, okay. I thought I heard you.
At a firing range, Ronnie shoots a paper target with a gunman on it. He gets him in the eyes, then in the crotch. The Ewan twins polish machine guns.
So, Ronnie, you talked to Mark about lifting that firearms restriction?
Oh, yeah, we should be good soon, but technically it's still pending.
He shoots the target.
The AS-50 just came out.
No way.
Semi-auto, 5 rounds, removable magazine, 33 inches long. You know, I mean, it'd be perfect for, like, you know, the back of the golf cart.
One of the twins fires a shotgun with a drum magazine.
The new model 1216 carries 20 rounds of 12-gauge shotgun shells.
Wait. It holds 20 rounds? I thought it was only 18.
No, 20.
You're confirming for sure
that
it's 20?
Yes, I'm confirming 20. That's confirmed, yes.
One of the bespectacled twins blasts a target with a Kalashnikov machine gun.
Well, guys, we got tasers. We got mace. It's not bad. I guess that'll have to do for now, huh?
Maybe. Yeah, still, it'd be so much cooler if we were able to carry guns. Guns are worth the best.
Ronnie fires a revolver. He stares at his target through tinted glasses. Night. Ronnie's mum pulls liquor into a plastic bottle as she and Ronnie watch his TV appearance.
I would like to deliver a personal message to this perverted individual. Nice sucker punch today. You show up again and you see what the f*** happens, okay? I will murder you! I will f***ing murder you!
Well, no comment
You're
was made...
You're dead!
No comment was made as to the identity of the assailant.
I use mace and tasers
as the raid develops.
Ronnie, I'm so proud of you.
You really think I did good?
Hell yes. You're just your father. You're just you're great. Great.
You're just drunk, Mom.
No. You did good. You scared me. You're scary.
Holding the bottle of booze, Ronnie's curly-haired mum squeezes his cheek, then pats him. He grins and reclines on the sofa, then looks thoughtful.
You know, Mom, I got a confession to make. Might sound bad, but part of me thinks that this disgusting pervert is the best thing that ever happened to me. I mean, this is a real case. This is my chance just to be great. I swear on my soul I'm gonna catch this guy. I'm gonna get him.
He stares up at the ceiling.
Oh, I'm tired.
He looks round to see that his mum has collapsed on the floor of their modest living room. He sits up, then covers her with a yellow throw. He tucks her in.
Good night, Mom. Love you.
He strokes her hair. A balding man in a suit hoists the stars and stripes up a flagpole outside the mall. A kid in a beanie hat spray paints over the no on a no skateboarding on mall property sign as kids skateboard past. Ronnie enters a fast food joint.
Ronnie Barnhart, head of security here at the mall. I noticed your sign. I would like to claim one of your free cups of coffee, please.
Let me just get that for you.
The girl at the counter, Nell, has her leg up in a cast. She reaches back awkwardly to get the coffee.
Thank you very much.
Her boss is hovering nearby. Ronnie gestures at her cast.
So you new here? I don't remember someone with a leg working here.
Yeah, I just started last week. Then I had to get ankle surgery, so have a protein deficiency.
Oh, wow.
Could you keep your traffic area clear?
Sorry.
Always.
I disagree with his methods, but that is a fire hazard.
Is there really a pervert here?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, there is.
That's scary.
Not for me so much, you know. It's actually kind of my job to put myself in harm's way to protect weaker people such as yourself who are, you know, crippled in the leg and whatnot.
Oh, my cast is going off in like a month.
I do it so other people can sleep well at night. Meanwhile, I'm up all night fighting demons. Just screaming bloody murder, waking up with nosebleeds, night terrors, finding myself a mile from home with bloody feet and a gun in my hand. I have no idea how I got there, but pound for pound, I would say there's not one human being in this whole mall that deserves this coffee as much as myself.
Wow.
I'll be seeing you around, get more of this, maybe a free cinnamon bun or something like that.
I'll be here.
Stay safe, ma'am.
Brandy drives her sleek, sporty car. She parks up outside the mall and adjusts her tight skirt as she gets out. She locks the vehicle with her remote as she trots off, coming face to face with the pervert who beats off as he flashes her.
Touch Daddy's dick!
It just keeps playing over and over in my head. Like someone pressed stop. It's on repeat.
Are you okay, Brandy?
Physically, yes. Psychologically, no.
Brandy!
To the Ewans.
Perimeter!
You okay? Jesus Christ, I came as soon as I heard. I'm so sorry.
Out of everyone, I should have been protecting you. Look, this is not your fault.
Ronnie, can you do me a favor and get her down to my office so the police can talk to her in private when they arrive?
Roger, no problem. Just go, Brandy.
I obviously can't walk. I'm in shock.
Okay. Of course you are. You don't have to walk.
He lifts Brandy's left arm over his shoulder and strains to pick her up as she pouts theatrically.
Oh, my back. Oh, fuck.
He lifts her up and she hangs limply in his arms. The Ewan twins have enclosed them in a semicircle of traffic cones. Ronnie staggers out beyond the cones and carries Brandy away. A sharp-suited cop, Detective Harrison, pulls into the parking lot and gets out of his car. A news reporter and her cameraman approach him.
Detective, can you give us a statement as to the identity of the pervert?
No comment.
Just stay with me, Brandy. Just stay, look, just stay with me. No, it was horrible. Just don't think about his penis.
Harrison.
Your secretary told me to come in. I'm Detective Harrison, Conway Police.
Mark Peoples, I manage them all. This is Brandy. She's the one who saw the deviant.
Hey, Brandy. How you doing? You okay?
I'm pretty shaken up.
Brandy.
He sits.
I'm here to tell you that we're going to work together to make sure we catch the guy that did this.
Okay.
Ronnie Barnhart, head of mall security, chief inspector on the case. This is my lieutenant, Dennis.
Hey, gentlemen. Did you get a look at the guy?
Yes.
Do you remember anything specific? Was he tall, short, black, white, color of hair?
He was white.
Okay.
Tall. Uh-huh. Chubby. And blonde.
Like pretty blonde or?
And ugly blonde.
Oh, he had ugly blonde. You know what? I think this is good enough for now. All right? I think the best thing to do at this point is I'm going to go talk to the other ladies. You saw the guy.
Ha!
What? Now what?
Are you embarrassed saying that stuff? It's just so much like a cop. It's paperwork. Procedures. What I want to know is who's going to protect Brandy. It's clear to me that she's been targeted here.
Why are you saying that? What gives you that impression?
A, she's the prettiest girl in this entire mall and maybe the world. B, it's clear that this pervert is some kind of sociopathic genius who plans on coming back here and finishing what he started by murdering Brandy.
Oh my God! Is that going to happen?
It's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
He's going to murder you.
No, it's
oh
not.
Oh my God!
It's not gonna happen.
Die?
No. No, I have to get going. Okay, I'm gonna give you my card here. Call me when you aren't working. Are you coming out to the station? And we'll go through some mug shots. Don't worry. All right. Your hair's all messy. Talk to you soon.
Ronnie gives him the finger behind his back.
Thanks, Detective. I feel a lot better.
Yeah, we all feel a lot better. Thanks a lot, Detective.
All right. Have a nice day.
Harrison leaves.
One question. What the fuck was that, Mark?
What are you talking about, Ronnie?
You're gonna let some fucking hotshot punk come in here and take my fucking case?
I just want this whole thing to be over as soon as possible, okay?
I'm beginning to feel a little goddamn underappreciated around here, you sellout.
Okay.
This is my case. Not yours. Not his. Mine.
Okay, so everybody listen up, okay? Ronnie has a very important announcement. It's been a tough day for him. It's been tough on his spirit. So everybody just be very respectful.
Thank you, Dennis. Listen, you are all under strict orders to do everything in your power to bring down this pervert. You are to report to me and only me. But most importantly, you do not say a word about this to the police, okay? Forget the police. I'm in charge of this.
Mm-hmm. You know I've got to get back to work soon because I'm still technically employed by Olander's.
He's not even officially on the team yet. He thinks he's got it all figured out. Here's how this is going to break down. Dennis? You're my second in command. You're my right-hand man.
Thank you very much. I've always wanted that position, but I didn't want to put the extra pressure on a friendship, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Ewens, you guys are my infantry. You're expendable. One of you dies, God gave me another one.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Charles, your position is that of a student.
Are we going to be getting paid extra for this? Because it seems like this was... completely separate from...
Let me ask you something. How much did they get paid to storm Normandy? How much did King Arthur get paid to kill Merlin? How much did they get paid to invent television? Nothing. They did it because they knew it was right. Now everyone put your hands in for a unifying cheer.
Charles doesn't.
Looking at you, Charles.
This is a lot for me to take in. And I'm not sure that I'm up for this.
Don't be scared.
I'm not scared.
Use my strength.
Charles reluctantly puts his hand on theirs.
On three. One, two, three. Special Elite Task Force.
The guys strike mean poses as they descend an escalator. Wearing aviator sunglasses, goateed Dennis squats. He throws his arms wide and wobbles his head like an Indian dancer. Gingerhead Charles, who's about 17, looks slightly baffled. The twins beat batons against their open palms, and behind them Ronnie stands with his arms folded, frowning. Night. The mall is empty. Somebody spray paints over the lens of a security camera. A hooded figure with a flashlight steals clothes and trainers, then pushes a display stand over and makes for an exit.
He told me the news, turning me on with my lightsaber, cocksucking!
The figure, who carries a blue holdall over one shoulder, slips out of the mall. Day breaks. Ronnie approaches the glass doors the burglar used to make their exit. Ronnie strolls calmly into the mall and claps eyes on the ransacked shoe store.
Fuck!
Guys, all this is evidence. Bag it and tag it. Get it to my office.
I'm Detective Harrison, Conway Police, and I need to ask you a few questions, okay? Have you noticed anything suspicious going on around here? I don't know, someone who might have maybe been hanging around the place that you've never seen before, what we call casing the place?
Nothing
really. Suspicious, no? What about coworkers? Are there any disgruntled employees? Someone who might have been complaining excessively about the job? Anything like that?
No more than usual.
I hear that. All right, well, good. Thank you,
Sarah. One second, Chief. Ronnie Barnhart, head of mall security. Who robbed the shoe store?
No, I need you to wait out in the hallway.
I really don't know who did it.
Detective Harrison here seems to be a little too blinded by your beauty to ask you the right questions. Who robbed the shoe store? Who the fuck robbed this shoe store?
That's okay. Sarah, thank you for your help. I appreciate it, okay?
A cleaner.
¿Qué pasa, Ramón?
Este señor me está... quiere hablar conmigo, pero no lo entiendo, no sé en inglés.
¿Cómo?
No sé lo que quieren, yo les ayudo cualquier cosita. Yo llegué al trabajo y aquí viene un señor y quiere preguntarme cosas, pero no lo entiendo.
What? Sí. This guy fucking did it.
What'd he say?
I don't know, I don't speak Spanish, but you know, you look at his face, his inflections, the tone of his voice, look at his eyes.
The cleaner stares blankly.
Lo siento, señor, pero no lo entiendo.
Later...
I know who did it.
You do you?
Yeah. Big time.
All right, who did it, Ronnie?
He points.
Check it out.
I have some sensual salts available also. Do you know what those are?
No.
That's when you don't want to take a little bubble bath.
Gonna cover your little breasts with some bubbles.
Excuse me, I'm Detective Harrison, Conway Police.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I wasn't touching her in a bad way or anything. Yeah, just...
Somebody robbed a shoe store last night, and I'm just asking around to see if anybody noticed anything.
All right, you need to get the fuck out of here. Let's move.
Have you noticed any suspicious characters hanging around the mall? Maybe somebody looked like they were casing the place, anything like
that? No, I haven't seen shit.
What's up, Saddam?
What the fuck do you want, Ronnie?
I want you to face the fucking music is what I want.
I have a restraining order against you, so why don't you take this opportunity to back the fuck up?
Ronnie, come on, let's go.
You're fucking my case up, Harrison.
But you said you had proof. He's got a restraining order against you? Let's go.
This motherfucker, look at him. That's all the proof I need.
That's racist, man.
Race has nothing to do with this. You fit the profile.
Oh, just like I fit the profile for the pervert?
How do I know you're not the pervert?
My dick is brown, you dumb motherfucker.
Let's go.
You know what you should do is arrest this fucking clown. He comes here and harasses me like every day. Last week he comes here and tells me that he's discovered my plot to blow up the Chick-fil-A. Why the fuck would I blow up Chick-fil-A? It's fucking delicious.
Okay. Come on, let's go.
I'll go.
Let's go.
But not before I tell you I got your fucking number. So you should know that I know that you did that shit.
Fuck you, Ronnie.
Fuck you.
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 Fuck you, Ronnie.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Ronnie.
Fuck you, Saddam Hussein of Iraq.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
They mouth the obscenity back and forth at each other. Ronnie mouths it emphatically, and goateed Saddam draws it out through pursed lips. Ronnie and Harrison sit silently opposite mall manager Mark Peebles in his office. A bad-tempered Harrison has his arms folded. Ronnie mimics him, then points at him and shakes his head.
So, find anything?
I found out quite a bit, actually.
Like what?
A few clues, nice little list of suspects, and... I think the answer to the whole damn case.
We didn't find anything.
Also found out that Detective Harrison over here, not quite the detective he makes himself out to be. Also, interesting news, not really enough room for two cooks in this kitchen.
You're not a cook.
I'm a cook, and I'm serving up justice.
You're a security guard.
Hot plates of justice.
That's it, you motherfucker! All day, I'm listening to your bullshit. We didn't find anything today because of you. You fucked up my investigation and you wasted my time. Now I gotta come back to this shithole to interview the people who might have actually done the crime. I hate you. I hate you so much, you fucking faggot. And newsflash, you're a fucking rent-a-cop. You might think you're a real cop, but you're not. You know why? Because you're a fucking retard.
Ronnie winces as Harrison walks out. Ronnie looks across at Mark. Mark stares at him.
Use your inside voice, you know? You can all hear.
Wearing a blue helmet, black leather jacket and grey tracksuit, Ronnie pulls up outside a police station on a stylish blue and white Honda Transalp motorbike. He looks reverentially at the police station, then removes his helmet and hooks it over a mirror. Inside, he approaches an office.
Is there a recruitment office?
It sure is. Come on in, take a seat.
Okay. Ronnie sits.
How can I help you?
I was actually looking to inquire as to exactly what it takes to become a police officer like yourself.
Are you interested in joining the force?
It's kind of curious, mostly. Why? Do you see something in me?
There are several steps that you have to complete in order to be eligible for police academy.
Lay 'em on me.
Physical evaluation.
Done.
Psychological tests.
Easy.
And a background check.
Boom.
Now, if someone's interested in police work, I usually recommend a ride-along first.
A ride-along?
That's right. It's where you actually ride along with a real police officer during a routine patrol.
Ask a question, get an answer. You guys got a hell of a system down here. Thank you for your time, sir.
All right, well, if you're interested, I can give you the forms to take home so you can get that background check started.
Ronnie wrinkles his brow and lowers his eyes, then affects a thoughtful frown.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Let's do it.
Yeah, might as well take those out.
There you go.
Perfect.
Night. Pen in hand, Ronnie sits at his dining table staring at the police application forms. He puffs out his cheeks and exhales. With a look of steely determination, he fills in his name. He's left-handed and writes untidily. Day. Ronnie patrols the food court at the mall. He pretends to shoot at things with his fingers, then swaggers up to Nell at the coffee counter.
Morning, Nell.
Hey, Ronnie. Cream and sugar, right?
That's right.
He sips his takeaway coffee, then grimaces.
Hmm.
I don't mean to insult you in any way. Did you do something different with the coffee?
No, it's same as always.
Different roast?
Mm-mm. You want me to make you a new one?
No, it's okay. A little different, I guess. Probably just feel weird. I filled out those police application forms last night. Probably just threw me off a bit, you know?
You're applying to be a police officer?
Did I say that out loud? Totally slipped out. Don't tell anyone. I just don't really want it getting out there, you know?
I won't.
Okay.
But I think you should know that there's no shame in going after your dreams. So few people do it. And I think you should keep doing it no matter how many people laugh at you.
Who's laughing at me? No one laughs at me. If anything, I laugh at other idiots who are trying to do what they want. No one laughs at me for trying to do, you know, my destiny. That's not how this works.
Sorry about that, Ronnie.
Save your stories for someone sad. Put your stories in a sack and give them to someone who needs them. Not me.
She smiles.
See you later, Nell. Thanks. This.
Night. Detective Harrison parts company with two other detectives as he leaves the police station and heads for his car. He gets into the driver's seat. As he goes to start the car, Ronnie leans forward from the back seat.
Hello, Detective Harrison.
The fuck? You scared the shit out of me, Ronnie. What the fuck are you doing here?
Here for my ride-along, you know? I figure you can come into the mall, you can try to steal my shine. It's only fair I get to do the same to you, man.
Ronnie, I need you to get the fuck out of the car. Now.
You can do. Every citizen is allowed to ride along, and I am well within my rights, plus taking the liberty of clearing this with the captain. So here's the part where I tell you that payback's a bitch, and the only thing really left to say after that is boom.
You want to see what I do?
I would love nothing more than to see what you think you do.
I'll show you.
He reverses away from the curb, and they cruise down dilapidated streets. Ronnie stares out at the passing nightlife. A hooker preens by a red sedan, and two burly guys argue with a kid in a hoodie. A skinny individual roots around in a bin. An altercation has spilled out from a barber shop, and a ropey-looking prostitute touts for business. They park up.
See that corner there, Ronnie?
Yeah, I see it.
That corner? It used to be the worst corner in this whole city. It was nicknamed the Crossroads.
Oh, shit, I've actually heard of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Myself and the other officers, we worked for years on cleaning it up. It hasn't been easy. I mean, we still patrol the area to keep our presence up.
Totally understand that. I use the same technique in the mall.
Sure you do. I usually do the foot patrols myself. I'm gonna let you do it tonight. Now, Ronnie, I feel like we got off on the wrong foot. This is my way of making it up to you. What do you say?
I mean, honestly, I'm touched. That's really, really nice of you. I'd love to. It'd be an honor, sir. I won't let you down.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'll get to it.
Go get him.
Okay.
Ronnie gets out. A chain-link fence runs along the perimeter of some run-down buildings, and the wide roads are deserted. Harrison watches as Ronnie lopes across the street and waves back with an inane smile.
Where are you going? Hey, Harrison! Harrison, where are you? Harrison! Harrison!
Okay.
A gaunt man stands by a torn couch on the sidewalk. He stares at Ronnie and traces a line across his neck. Three kids approach.
All right, kids, no horseplay. Get on home. It's late.
Hey, looking for that crack?
Am I looking for that crack? As in crack cocaine? You just offered to sell me a Schedule I narcotic. That's a felony. That's 5 to 10 years. Boom, you're under citizen's arrest.
Let's go, motherfucker!
I will not let you go, motherfucker!
Fuck you!
You are going to learn things in jail you didn't know existed. I just got to wait for my partner to get back. Should be any second.
Get your hands off him!
What?
You heard me? That's my son, motherfucker.
What, this little guy right here?
This is my motherfucking seed right here. You see, I got him on my motherfucking chest.
I see that.
I just gonna tattoo any motherfucker on my chest. This is my lifeline, my legacy.
Well, I hate to be the one to break this to you because you seem to love him. It seems as though your son just tried to sell me an illegal drug.
Rico just tried to sell you some drugs.
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit. Ain't that some crazy shit?
That's fucked up.
That's not too crazy, though. Because he works for me, you stupid motherfucker.
More bad news. You're going to need to find yourself a new employee, because I'm taking him downtown.
Oh, for real? Well, you're going to need to find a new motherfucking head.
You're right. You're free to go, kid. Good luck with the crack. Have a good life.
Yeah, get home, Rico. Do your motherfucking homework. Rico, get home.
So I'll catch you guys later. Thank you very much.
Waste of time?
Motherfucker, don't tell me what to do. How many motherfuckers have you killed? None. I've killed two, so shut the fuck up.
I'll do it, okay?
Oh, God. You gonna start crying?
Just don't do it.
Oh, look at little bitch.
This is a mistake, okay? Just don't do it.
You know what I should do? Should make you suck this gun like a dick. And when it comes, it's gonna blow your brains all over the street.
Look into your heart.
Pop a cap in his ass right now.
I'm motherfucking believable. You gonna seriously sit here and fucking talk to me?
Damn.
Yeah, you just say what?
Ronnie draws a telescopic baton from his sock and knocks the pistol from the man's hand. His cohorts attack, but Ronnie fells them with ease. Ronnie whacks a guy in the crotch and snaps another assailant's arm back, causing a bone to tear through the skin. Flat on his back, the gunman aims his pistol, but Ronnie boots his head against the concrete. Victorious, Ronnie stands over his five assailants, who are now sprawled on the sidewalk. Harrison sits with colleagues at the police station.
I cannot believe you took him to the fucking crossroads. Well, that's ridiculous.
Trust me, you would have done the same thing. I mean, it's bad enough that I had to spend the whole day with him at the mall, but now he's going to show up at my fucking job?
Well, he's probably going to get killed.
Good, I hope he does get killed. Fuck him, I don't care. I'm telling you, I hate this guy. I hate him more than...
Sit the fuck down, do you hear me? You sit the fuck down! Don't fucking talk back to me!
Ronnie's hauled in the crack-dealing kid.
Fuck I thought, you little asshole. You, I know what you did. You set me up. You left me out there. That's all there is to it. Admit it!
Yeah. I set you up. What are you gonna do about it, huh? Ronald? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna thank you.
What are you talking about? You're gonna thank me?
I knew you wanted to see if I had the chops to become a police officer, and I did it, man. I did it. And there are six dead crackheads that can confirm that. Thank you, Detective Harrison. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for believing in me.
I don't know what to say, Ronnie.
Oh, shh. Don't say anything. Your actions, they say more than words ever could. I always wanted to be a cop. I didn't want to admit it, but you knew. You knew.
Okay.
Anymore.
Harrison's colleagues laugh as Ronnie hugs him tightly. Ronnie starts for the door, then turns round. He looks pensive, then a subtle smile plays on his lips as he looks at Harrison.
Get used to seeing Ronnie Barnhart around here.
He salutes Harrison, who looks away with a hangdog expression. Ronnie turns to the baseball-capped boy.
Boom! Fuck you!
Cadets, ready!
On an assault course, Ronnie sprints up steps and abseils down a training wall. In his office at the mall, he pins a crude line drawing of the flasher to a notice board. Beside it is an arrow and the words, pervert thief. Beneath the word suspects, he's pinned a picture of the Ewan twins. The post-it note reads, dick colour? ? More post-it notes, connecting thread, Russian mafia stroke Aryan gangs. Trust Mark? No. A doodle of a pistol shooting a penis. On the assault course, Ronnie pushes a female trainee off a balance beam, runs along it, and throws a guy from the next obstacle. Ronnie ducks under it and runs on, overtaking a lanky trainee inside a large pipe tunnel. On Ronnie's notice board is a collage depicting him with muscly arms and a rifle, and Brandy saying, "Thanks, Ronnie." He looks at it proudly and nods. Night. Brandy rummages in her handbag and produces her car keys as she leaves the mall. She glances nervously around the parking lot, which is empty but for a few cars, then walks away from the mall towards her vehicle. She stops and turns sharply as if having heard something. With an anxious expression, she looks back at the mall, then walks on towards her vehicle. She breaks into a trot, teetering awkwardly on her high heels as she hurries desperately for her car. Ronnie drives up alongside her in a security buggy.
Fuck!
Are you running, girl?
You scared the shit out of me!
Wanna ride your car or what, huh?
She tosses her head back and sighs.
Well, move over!
She gets in the buggy with a face like thunder, her bottom lip jutting out petulantly as she scowls ahead.
Brandy! Brandy, Brandy, Brandy. Okay, Brandy, I'm gonna lay out a scenario for you. You
me, free dinner. You fill in the rest with the answer yes.
There's my car.
Huh? What?
Where are you going?
What? Sorry, the brakes. Or someone cut the brakes.
Oh, my God.
I can't stop. I'm just joking. I can't stop, but I'm not going to unless you agree to go to dinner with me. Someone better say yes and tell me what they want to eat for dinner.
Fine, motherfucker. All right, pick me up next Friday night.
It's a date.
No, it's not a fucking date. Just don't tell anybody.
He strokes her hair as he drives, and she begins to squirm as he fondles her head.
Oh.
You don't.
Nell's boss.
Listen, okay? I've told you, if you're going to sit up here, you got to keep this counter clean.
No, I can't reach that far.
Can't reach that far because of my thing. If only I had a stick or something that would extend my reach, like the 8 stick-like objects that are behind this counter. Think outside the box.
I'm so sorry, Roger. I'm going to do better. I'm sorry.
Oh, 2 sorries. Like, oh, I thought those would clean the counter, but they don't. Because I guess I'm fucking dumb.
He walks off.
Cup of Joe, please.
Hey, Ronnie.
She reaches backwards to dispense him a coffee.
Something wrong?
Yeah, I'm fine.
She's downcast.
Notice you wear a ring on your finger. Are you married by any chance?
This ring? No, I'm not married. It's, I'm married to God. It just means that I'm waiting for marriage before I'm with a man.
So you're a virgin?
Technically, I'm a born-again virgin. I mean, we've all been to Beach Week, right?
He looks bemused. Her smile fades.
I mean, so yeah, I'm a virgin again. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason. Well, actually, got kind of a hot date tonight with Brandy over the makeup counter. You know, so I thought if you were married, you might have some insight into relationships. You could maybe tell me what I should wear on a date, but you know what? Never mind. What you just said is kind of weird. And I don't really think you're the best person to be giving me advice on this, so. Yeah,
you're probably right. It's been a while, sorry.
But coffee's delicious. You should get married to this. Okay, well, thank you.
No problem.
He turns away.
Hey, Ronnie?
Yeah?
I think you should dress like yourself.
Yeah, again, like I said, not the best person to be giving advice on this.
Ronnie's mom drinks booze on the couch.
Come on, Ronnie, just get out here.
He's too tight in the butt.
Well, let me see.
He enters wearing a patterned cardigan and gold chain.
Ronnie, you look so handsome.
He does a twirl.
You know, they look like a phony.
Heavens no. This girl's gonna be knocked on her socks.
It's kind of a cool outfit, I guess.
Way cool. This girl must be really special.
Oh, God, she is, Mom. She's the most beautiful girl in the whole world.
You know, I remember when your father picked me up for our first date. I swear, he was the most handsome man I'd ever laid eyes on. I knew right then and there that I would fuck him that night and end up marrying him.
Ronnie smiles and shakes his head.
I sure hope that happens to me tonight.
Oh, it will, Ronnie. I just know it.
He looks down.
Mom, why did Dad leave?
Well, he kind of freaked out when you were born. I mean, you had so many special needs, just couldn't handle the pressure. One day he just couldn't take it anymore.
Do you think it was my fault that Dad left?
Their eyes meet.
Definitely.
Ronnie looks away. And his mum rubs his shoulder.
I love you, Ronnie.
I love you too, Mom.
She pecks him on the cheek. Ronnie's motorbike is parked outside Brandy's house. He sits on the curb holding a bunch of flowers and checks his watch as an SUV pulls into the driveway. Brandy gets out of the back.
Whoa! Let's
see you later, sweet tits.
Fuck you, Tyler!
Why, hello.
What are you doing here?
We were supposed to have dinner tonight.
I forgot.
It's okay. I didn't.
Yeah, well, it's pretty late.
I made several dinner reservations, so we'll get a table no matter what.
Well, I gotta pee first.
Okay. You want me to come? Should I, yeah, I'll just wait out here.
Brandy drinks.
Wow, that was impressive. You dry, I like to drink fast, too, so.
Okay, wait, watch this. Nurse! Can I get another? Wait, this is on you, right?
Oh, yeah, I got it all.
Nurse, 4 shots of tequila, okay? I think it's really funny to call a waitress a nurse.
Nurse? So, Brandy, I'm just dying to know, how much do you love working in this mall?
Oh, God, I hate that shit.
Me too. I fucking hate it.
I mean, I just listen to bitching all day long. I, like, do makeup on these fat-ass women. And you know what? Like my mom always said, you can polish a turd, but it's still a piece of shit.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's fucking mall, you know?
That is such an incredible journey that you must be going on.
He takes out a bottle of pills.
Oh, hold up. All right. What the fuck is that?
There's nothing. What? There's nothing.
Let me see. Don't be stingy. Come here.
It's a pill I'm supposed to take.
Oh, my God. Where did you get these?
From my doctor.
Clonazepam. That's the good shit. I'm impressed. I did not think you partied like that.
God, do I ever party? I party like this every 4 to 6 hours.
Can I have one?
Really?
Come on, please. Come on. Ronnie, come on.
You know what?
He looks at them.
You can just take the whole thing. Take all of them. I don't think I need them anymore, you know? Everything is going great in my life right now, just like it is with you. I have this cop thing. Those pills just kind of keep me here. But right now, you know? But I just need to... You know, that's what I need right now. I'm on this. And those stop me from doing that, so... Consider those my gift to you, Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, anything. Anything.
I thought this dinner was gonna suck.
Me too. Why?
I was like, okay, weird guy at the mall asking me out. Oh, my God. But now I got a whole new script. Thank you.
All right.
Shots. Yeah, shots. Down the hatch. Put those here.
To eternal life.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
They drink.
Come on, bitch. Oh, my God. That burns so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, again.
You're so fucking gorgeous.
Having necked a number of the pills, she knocks back another shot of tequila and gives him a sultry look across the table. He looks like a startled deer as she fixes him with her gaze.
Take your brain, it's time to go.
Ronnie motors along on his Honda with a woozy looking Brandy riding Pillion and wearing his helmet.
Remember me.
She caresses his chest as he rides, and he stares ahead with a proud look on his face. He lifts her from the bike outside her house.
Brandy, this has just been a magical evening. It's been amazing, and I think I gotta say congratulations. We made it to the next level, you know? We did it together. Oh, God. You okay?
She drools vomit.
I think I need a mint or something. My breath tastes like shit.
Brandy.
He cups the helmet. He kisses her passionately on the mouth and runs his hand over the motorcycle helmet. She totters backwards drunkenly, and he pulls her upright. Keeping her steady, he escorts her to the front door, and they go inside. Ronnie humps Brandy in her bed as she lies passed out with her head on a vomit-stained pillow.
Oh, Brandy. Oh, God, Brandy. Brandy.
Brandy?
Why are you stopping, motherfucker?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Okay, Ronnie, today I'll be giving you a psychiatric evaluation to determine if you're competent to enter into the police academy. So let's start with your background. Where are you from?
Born and raised right here, actually.
Oh, local boy, okay. And, Ronnie, do you have any history of depression or psychosis or anything like that?
Yeah, but nothing really worth mentioning. Just a little bipolar disorder, not a big deal.
Oh, Well, are you taking any prescription medications?
I am pleased to announce that I am currently off all prescription medication.
Congratulations. Why did the doctors take you off?
They didn't.
How are you feeling?
Great, actually. I met a girl. We're in love. So that is very good. This close to catching this pervert, catching a robber, just generally becoming the man. So at this point in my life, I just really feel like I could destroy some motherfuckers.
Okay, I'm just gonna write that down.
Yeah, write it on down.
Okay, why do you want to become a police officer?
That's the big question now, isn't it?
His t-shirt says flying high on it.
I have a dream. Most nights. It starts on a playground. There's kids, you know, swinging, they're laughing, there's dogs barking, there's butterflies just flapping their little wings. And then you hear a rumbling. And over the horizon comes a black cloud. And it's made of cancer and pus. And it starts sweeping over the playground. And everyone starts screaming and clawing their eyes and pulling at their hair and saying, help, what do we do? You know what happens next? Out steps me, wielding the biggest fucking shotgun you've ever seen in your life. And you know what I do? I blow every fucking thing away. And I am getting God's work done. It's all over and the dust has settled. The whole world gathers below me. They say, thank you, Ronnie. Thank you for helping, being a great man, and doing this for us. You know what I say? You don't need to thank me. I'm just a guy with a gun. I'm just a cop.
Okay. That should do it. Thank you for your time, Mr. Barnhart.
I think you mean Officer Barnhart. Bow, bow,
bow. He mimes shooting her with pistols and a shotgun. A mini leaving party.
To Ronnie.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Ronnie Barnhart got called up to the big leagues.
Finally gonna get to carry a gun and everything.
That's awesome, Ronnie.
Ronnie, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Mom, and thanks for this cake. It's incredible.
Yes, it is. It's a gun.
Oh, yeah.
You're my little baby. Happy for you. I think the White House could be the next stop. I mean, I think it could be that big, Ronnie.
I think so, too.
So happy
for your tear.
A tissue.
Well, thank you, Brown Eyes. You know, when Ronnie was in high school, I used to fuck all his friends.
Okay, Mom. I'm going to have a finish. Is that okay?
Oh,
look,
damn.
He's icing right there.
Yeah, that's the icing right there. Yeah, I think you spilled more on it, probably.
To a customer.
Tingle just a little bit. You get used to it.
A rose hovers beside Brandy's face as she applies lip gloss to the woman's lips. It's Ronnie. He strokes the rose against her cheek, and she turns to him. He strokes his own face with it, then strokes her again. The seated customer watches as he strokes Brandy's arm with the flower and closes his eyes.
Wait for me.
He cocks an eyebrow, then smiles. Ronnie goes to leave the mall.
Ronnie, wait!
It's Nell. She walks herself over to him in a wheelchair and holds out a takeaway coffee. He smiles widely and nods an unspoken thank you. As he walks away, Nell smiles to herself and gazes after him. He sits proudly astride his Honda and glances back at the mall with a fond smile. Wearing grey jogging bottoms, a dark blue sweater and a black leather jacket, he strolls confidently past a couple of squad cars outside the police station. Inside, he nods happily as he saunters through an office. Harrison ushers a colleague with a ponytail and moustache into a storage room inside his office.
Don't say anything, or else he's going to give it away.
It's going to be funny.
I know.
Watch.
Harrison hurriedly sits down at his desk and opens Ronnie's file.
Yeah, come in.
What's up, brother?
Hey, Ronnie.
How's it going, amigo?
Have a seat.
Ronnie sits down opposite Harrison.
How you doing?
I'm great. This is nice, yeah.
I don't usually do this kind of thing. But I wanted to be the one to give you the news. And to see your face when you found out.
Very good, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
We're not going to be able to let you join the academy.
That's not possible, so, yeah, that's not true.
It seems you had a little trouble passing the minimum requirements.
Did I fail one of the tests?
Ronnie, actually, you did. You failed the psychological exam.
I remember she put a big A-plus on it, and I passed, yeah. And that was me. So, yeah, no, I passed that.
Really?
I passed the shit out of it.
It says right here. So Mr. Barnhart shows warning signs of delusion. Allowing him to join the force at this time puts his life and the lives of others in jeopardy.
I don't see how this is possible.
You got problems.
You know, we can handle this. We can figure this out.
I know this is hard to hear.
Harrison's colleague Nichols emerges from the storage room.
So, I thought this was going to be kind of funny, but it's actually kind of sad, so I'll catch you later, Harrison.
He goes. Ronnie looks appalled. Harrison meets his gaze.
So, I tried talking to them. There's just no way they're going to let you in.
Ronnie lowers his eyes.
Your dreams of becoming a police officer just aren't going to happen.
Reeling, Ronnie staggers out of the police station and drops to a sitting position on the steps. He stares into space.
Where did I go wrong? I feel so far from home.
Ronnie's back in uniform. Steel shutters descend before his vacant eyes. He stands glumly on the shopping concourse as shoppers pass him by.
Can you see me coming home?
Nell listens as her boss makes fun of her with a colleague.
Hey, I'm Nell.
Me? Do you want some of my buns?
Yeah, here, toast it. Oh, my brake broke.
Oh, uh-oh.
Bam, right into the front of the freaking fryer. You know what she would go? Head first in the fryer.
Ronnie.
I thought you were going to go work for the police.
You know, I made it, and I tried it out for a few days, and I just decided it wasn't for me, so I decided to come back here. I don't want to talk about it.
No problem, Ronnie. Hey, you want a cup of coffee?
No. No, I don't think I do. No offense to you, but I'm going to have to refuse your coffee, you know? Coffee seems disgusting to me. In fact, right now, I don't think I want anything less in the whole wide world than a cup of your coffee, so no thank you.
Nell is pretty, but in her uniform, she looks dorky. Her uniform comprises a red apron and a bulbous red and white cap. She chews her bottom lip as she tries hard not to burst into tears.
Okay, you know, on second thought, maybe I'll have a cup of coffee. I didn't...
Roger's so mean to me.
Who's Roger?
The manager. He hates me because I can't walk. And he talks about me with that girl all the time. They talk about how lazy I am. Well, you know what? I'm not lazy. The only reason I'm sitting in this chair is because of my leg. I want to quit and I can't because I don't have any money. For the doctor bills and insurance and stuff. I'm sorry.
Ronnie storms through to the kitchens with a look of bottled anger and strides towards Roger, who's just removed some buns from an oven. Nell's colleague flinches back against a wall.
Okay, you can't come back here.
Oh, get in there! No, get in there! Get in there! You like making fun of people?
I don't.
You like making fun of people? You say one more thing to Nell, I'm gonna fucking murder you! You too!
Ronnie knocked the tray from Roger's hands and bashed Roger's head against the oven. He strolls back out again.
I was never here, okay?
She wipes tears from her cheeks as Ronnie walks away. Ronnie and Charles, who's now a security guard, ride in Ronnie's security buggy. Charles applies a clamp to a parked car.
Ronnie, I just want to let you know it's really good to have you back.
Hey! What the hell are you doing? Huh? Oh, come on, you're putting a boot on my car.
Sir,
what are you
please,
doing?
Just try and calm down.
Louder, more authoritative.
Calm
the fuck down!
Hey, fuck you! Okay, I'm a business owner. If you don't take this boot off my car, I'm gonna start whipping some ass up in here.
Take out your taser.
You have no right to put a taser on me.
Take out your fucking taser, Charles.
Ronnie, all right, you are an idiot.
Ronnie tasers him.
How hard is that? It's the easiest thing on earth.
I got another one right here, motherfucker.
Ronnie sits at his desk in the office.
Hey, Ronnie, how's it going?
The Ewan twins.
Think we passed one? Might cheer you up.
Yeah, it's a clue in the pervert case. We found it next to the dumpsters.
A Polaroid photo.
Okay, Ronnie, I expected a little bit
more of a reaction.
I'm not okay, Charles. And unfortunately, no, this picture of a penis does not cheer me up.
Okay, you guys, we should probably go get to work. Something. All right, Ryan, we'll just take it easy.
Ronnie stares at the penis photo.
I don't know what's happening to me, Dennis. I feel like I'm losing it. Change is coming. I used to think I was the only thing between the light and the darkness. Mm-hmm. But you know what I realize now? This is who I am.
He sticks the photo to his head. Mm.
Take me in, Dennis. Don't look away.
Ronnie, can you please take the dick off your face?
He does.
See, I'm real glad that you open up to me. Because it makes me, like, open up my heart. You know what I'm saying? And, like, share the stuff that's been happening to me. Because I used to be like you. I fell into that world of pretend. And that's where you gotta smarten up. And cut somebody sometimes. You might think that I float. You know, maybe even walk on water and stuff. But I'm here to tell you that sometimes I drink out of a volcano. I know how to deal with the system. I know how to fuck with it. I just gotta ask you, Ronnie. Are you willing to accept what I have to teach?
I'm ready.
Do you want me to show you the way?
Show me the path.
Can I lead you, please?
Lead me.
I'm gonna put you in my pocket.
Guide me.
You're in my hands.
When do we start?
Dennis snorts a line from the top of a cardboard box in a corridor as Ronnie takes a cautious swig from a hip flask. They drink and smoke weed on a roof. The Ewan twins join them and look stoned. Dennis and Ronnie stare at the word fuck graffitied on a wall. They draw to a halt in the buggy and stare at the group of young teenage boys skateboarding in the parking lot. Dennis looks mean as he removes his aviators. They cheat at a ball game in an amusement arcade, and it ejects reams of prize tickets. They snort more lines of white powder, then stand leering at passing female shoppers and shine a laser pen on the passing boobs and bottoms. They sit side by side in a changing room cubicle. Dennis stands on a bench and coughs as he takes a photo of a bare-chested blonde woman with pert breasts in the next cubicle. Ronnie and Dennis get out of the buggy and attack the skateboarding kids. Ronnie socks a boy in the head. A kid wields a skateboard. Dennis holds up his hands, then boots the kid in the guts. Ronnie and Dennis clobber kids in the face. Ronnie clotheslines a skinny blonde boy. In the changing room cubicle, they touch pills together like they're clinking glasses, then pop them in their mouths. They stare at the word fuck on the wall. When they leave, it reads, fuck you.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Ronnie. There's nothing good about this at all.
A cloud of blood shoots up into a syringe as Ronnie watches Dennis inject heroin.
Okay, Dennis.
Let me get back to work.
Dennis throws a skater to the ground and shoots spray paint in another boy's eyes. Ronnie stamps on skateboards, snapping them against the curb. A kid on a skateboard tries to escape, but they pursue him in a security buggy. Ronnie smashes the kid on the back of the head with the skateboard, and they scoot off. Night.
Dennis.
Yes, Ronnie.
I have to thank you, man, you know, like... I felt like shit this morning, and now you show me I don't need to take things so seriously. So, you know,
don't take it serious.
We got a fucking meaningless existence.
Sometimes it don't mean shit.
Who cares, though, right?
Who cares? That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. And you know what? I'm just glad that I finally have a partner in crime, man.
Oh, wow, man. You dropped the P-bomb on me, man. It feels so good to hear you say that, man. I've never had a partner.
Ronnie smiles.
I love you.
I love you too!
I love you!
Yeah! I don't care! I don't care! You can't catch me! You can't catch me! Oh, but you ain't seen the best part yet, man, because when everybody leaves this place, I'll rob the shit out of that motherfucker.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean I steal what, man? I steal your shit!
Ronnie's smile fades as Dennis opens a safe.
You're the one that's been robbing the mall?
I got the code from the security camera.
In front of my face?
Right in front of your fucking face! You guys didn't even realize it! Ronnie, this is beautiful.
Dennis steals jewelry.
Dennis, I can't be a part of this.
I thought you said you were my partner, though.
I know.
I can't do that.
What has this place ever done for you, man? Don't you see that, like, people see us as jokes? Doesn't that hurt your feelings?
Yeah. Yeah, it really does, but I can't.
Fine, suit yourself, Ronnie. You know, you could be a slave. I already told you. I'm a motherfucking outlaw.
Please stop, Dennis. We're best friends, man. Let's just stop this. We'll go get a beer. You know, let's just pretend this never happened. I won't say a fucking word about this, man. Let's just go.
Ronnie, you right. Ronnie, you was right as hell.
What was I thinking? Like, robbing a mall and taking jewelry and stuff. I'm like, what's all that about?
I don't know, man.
You right, man. Let's go get a beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, man. And honestly, I will never say a word about this to anyone.
Man,
you know, people
really
make mistakes.
It,
no, it's no problem,
you're
man.
You're a real good friend.
Like you said, we're friends, you know? So that's just how...
Dennis strikes Ronnie with a stool and he collapses.
Oh, fuck, Dennis! How could you, man?
Dennis slams him in the head and he blacks out. Dennis sits in the raffle prize convertible inside the deserted mall. He flicks through radio stations. He adjusts the rearview mirror and pulls away, ploughing through a sales kiosk as he tears through the shopping concourse. He turns a tight corner and drives through the mall's glass doors. Ronnie sits in the manager's office.
How could you not know it was Dennis? And then how could you be so stupid as to let him get away and in the fucking raffle car of all things?
Well, may I speak now?
Go ahead.
The Polaroid of the penis.
I found this. That's the pervert's penis. He's still in this mall. He's just laying low, waiting for a new opportunity to pounce.
All right, well, I'll turn this over to the police.
You will not give that to the police. I don't think you understand, Mark. Look, I let Dennis get away. That's something I'll have to live with. But finding out whose penis that is my last shot at redemption.
Let's just hope he doesn't show up again, all right?
Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back quick, and he's coming back hard.
What are you talking about, Ronnie?
I'm talking about deep cover, Mark. I'm talking about black ops shit. I'm talking about going off the grid completely. I'm gonna be a specter of an invisible man. I'm just a regular guy in the mall. I got no rules to follow. Just got myself and my instinct.
He dresses like a golfer.
Are you fucking retarded, Ronnie?
Ronnie doesn't even exist. My name is Gil Jacobson. Just your average mall customer. I came to the Forest Ridge Mall. Do some personal shopping. Hey, you know where any sales are?
He patrols in plain clothes.
This is my mall. It's a place of beauty, a place of purity. It's a place where lost souls can find a home.
Fuck you, Ronnie. Nice hat, you stupid motherfucker.
Saddam.
I believe every man has a path laid out before him, and my path is a righteous one. For I've been chosen to be the protector. And the destroyer.
Night. Ronnie watches from the roof as Brandy leaves the mall.
I live by a code. A code of my own invention, but a code nonetheless. And I follow it to the fucking T.
Harrison's in her car.
Danger lurks in the darkness waiting to pounce. And it's my duty to face that danger and stare it in its godless eyes.
Mandy! Mandy!
Get out of me! Yeah! Yeah!
Tell me again! Tell me again!
Nothing can hurt me. My body has become a weapon. I am an instrument of protection and justice. I am the hammer in the right hand of all that is good. How could you do this to me? I love you, you fucking bitch!
He jabs a finger at Brandy and smashes a makeup display tray through the glass countertop. He looks around to see shoppers staring at him.
You just made me blow my cover.
Ronnie sits on a bench. Charles and the Ewan twins approach him.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey.
Mark's looking for you. He's really pissed about the altercation in cosmetics. He's talking about calling the cops. So you should probably just get going, man. This is gonna get really weird.
Ronnie Barnhart's not here. But if he was here, he'd say that if Mark wants him to leave this fucking mall, it will be over Ronnie's dead fucking body.
He sprints off. Night. The mall's lights are turned off.
In these dark times, people need something to believe in. I believe that good will win through in the end.
It's only a matter of time until the clouds part and the sun shines down. Wait, I'm gonna start that again. It's only a matter of time until the clouds part and the sun shines down. They'll be here soon, and my mission will be complete. I will leave a mark so big that it will be felt for years to come, and history will remember my name. There's no turning back. I must stand fast in my resolve. The world has no use for another scared man. Right now, the world needs a fucking hero.
He stares his reflection in the eye and nods. Cop cars screech up outside the mall, and Harrison leads a platoon of uniformed officers into the ground floor shopping area.
Money!
Charles and Mark follow as the cops move forward.
Money!
Ronnie stands in plain view, waiting for them.
Harrison.
Ronnie, what are you doing?
Thought we were allies, Harrison. I thought we were brothers of the badge. How the fuck do you sleep at night?
Come on, let's do this the easy way, all right? You just come outside and we'll talk all about it, all right?
Can't do that.
Let's go. We'll talk about it outside, but you gotta get out of here.
You can go outside. This is my world.
We don't want to hurt you, Ronnie. You want to get hurt?
Ronnie looks at Charles, who mouths the word no, and shakes his head. Ronnie glances round at the assembled officers.
You didn't bring enough pigs to hurt me.
The officers all draw batons. Harrison stares calmly at Ronnie.
You sure about that?
Ronnie flips his hefty flashlight in the air and catches it, then stares Harrison out.
Why don't we find out, huh?
Harrison looks incredulous.
All right, go get him.
A stream of cops charges at Ronnie and he fells them one by one with his flashlight. Five or so more chase after him and he bats four of them to the ground as he runs. An officer grabs him and takes a swing with his baton. Ronnie socks him in the groin and he collapses, tripping another cop in the process. An officer lands a heavy punch on Ronnie, but he remains standing and leaps up onto a raised concrete flower bed as he fends more of them off. Mark turns and walks away. The cops overwhelm Ronnie and drag him to the ground where they surround him and kick him viciously. Watching this, Charles flings his hat aside and races towards them, vaulting up a bench and landing on top of the fray. The cops collapse in a heap and Ronnie rises to his feet to face off with Harrison, who approaches rolling up his shirt sleeves. His face bloodied, Ronnie runs towards Harrison, who calmly picks up a sign and bashes him with it. Ronnie falls and Harrison kicks him in the ribs. Ronnie rolls to his feet and lands a powerful right hook on Harrison's cheek. They grapple and exchange blows. Ronnie knees Harrison in the side, but he fights back and knocks Ronnie down with a powerful kick. Harrison bashes Ronnie's head against the floor. A gang of uniformed officers stamp on Ronnie and pummel him with their batons as Harrison walks away, buttoning up his shirt sleeves. Mark gives a statement to a detective as Harrison walks a bloodied and beaten Ronnie out of the mall with his hands cuffed behind his back. Ronnie scowls. Harrison bats a news reporter's microphone out of the way as they walk away from the mall. Ronnie sits upright in a cell. On a bench beside him, a guy in a suit lies passed out. Ronnie stares into space. The left side of his face is cast in shadow. The right bears many cuts and scratches. He sits in his bedroom at home. His left eye is bruised purple and swollen. His lip is busted in two places. He has two plasters on his forehead. He lies on his back on the bed, then lies on his side in bed and tries to sleep. Day. Ronnie's wounds have healed. He makes his bed, then lies back on it, staring at the ceiling.
Open up, little birdie.
He sits up as his mum enters with a drink. He sticks his tongue out, and she pops a pill into his mouth.
What's on the agenda for today?
I don't know. Maybe look for a job or something.
I know it's hard, but try to look on the bright side. You may not be the smartest person in the world, but you're handsome from certain angles, and You know, more importantly, you've got dreams inside of you, and dreams make you special, and no matter what the world throws at you, it can never take your dreams away.
He looks her in the eye.
What are you talking about, Mom?
I don't know. I'm drunk. I just know mothers are supposed to say stuff like that to their children when they're sad, and so I tried.
You're right. That's exactly what you're supposed to say.
Ronnie, the other night when I soiled my pants, you know, I was expecting for you to come home and find me and clean me up, and I thought you'd be there to take care of me, so I passed out on the floor and didn't worry. And
he looks solemn.
Most people would have thrown me away by now, but not you, Ronnie.
Do it because I love you, Mom.
She smiles.
I just want you to know I'm ready to make a change.
You're gonna stop drinking?
I'm switching to beer. I can pound those all day and still keep my shit together. And I'm doing it for you.
I'm so proud of you, Mom.
I'm so proud of you. And you know what? This is a new day and we're gonna get through it.
She kisses him, then stands up.
Oh, just remembered. This postcard came for you the other day.
She takes the postcard from the pocket of her pink top and hands it to Ronnie. It bears the words, "Greetings from Mexico." He turns it over.
What's up, Mofaco? How's your dick hanging? Low, I hope. I just wanted to write you and say that, you know, I really am sorry for the way shit, like, went down and stuff. My bad, my blunder. I just want you to know that you really are my best friend. The problem is, I'm a criminal, man. Don't care. And your crime is, you care too much. Regardless of our differences, I hope you know that I always respected you. It's not every day that you meet somebody that stands for something in this world. Anyway, no hard feelings, okay? If you ever want to party, just get your ass to Mexico. The beer is cool and the girls are wet. Sincerely, your right-hand man. Love, Dennis Chavante.
Ronnie rides to the mall on his Honda. Ronnie sits at a table in the food court. He looks up to see Nell walk over wearing a fond smile.
Hey there, stranger.
She looks great.
Got your cast off?
Yeah. Got my hair done, too.
He smiles respectfully, then looks at the table.
Hey, I heard what happened.
She sits.
Are you okay?
Yeah, that was. I'm like a cat. I always land on my feet. I'm A-okay.
I got you a coffee.
She slides it across the table to him, and he reaches into his pocket.
Hey, well, how much do I owe you, then? Is it $1?
You don't have to pay for it. You can just take it.
It's really nice of you. I appreciate it, but.
He presses his lips together tightly.
The whole reason I came here today was to come buy a cup of coffee, pay for it, out of my own pocket, and I've just been kind of waiting out here.
She wears a compassionate look.
I need to accept that there's no more free coffee. Not now, not ever. I just, you know, when I come to this mall, I pay for my coffee just like a regular customer.
His face crumples as he tries to fight back tears. Nell's chestnut hair hangs down about her shoulders. She gives him a doe-eyed look, leans slowly forward, and kisses him tenderly on the lips. As she sits back in her seat, he meets her gaze with teary puppy dog eyes. She ventures a tentative smile, and as Ronnie smiles back at her, the pervert flashes his knob at them.
Oh, motherfucker!
Nell gasps and Ronnie chases after him. The porky, pale-skinned flasher runs through the mall with his tiny tackle flapping. He sticks his finger up at a shopper, then points at his todger with a crazed grin. Hot on his tail, Ronnie comes herring round a corner in pursuit. The Flasher sprints past Saddam's kiosk. Ronnie thumps Saddam in the mouth, then springs over a bench. Three kids point in amusement at the stubbly bespectacled Flasher, who wears nothing but a pair of socks and trainers and his open raincoat. He knocks a woman down, and Ronnie leaps over her. The Flasher tears past Mark, who stands talking to three business types. Mark watches open-mouthed as Ronnie hurtles by in pursuit. Holding tennis rackets, the portly Ewan twins see Ronnie and wave. Ronnie collides with the shopper and falls to the floor. The Flasher halts sharply and turns. His pink man boobs jiggle as he stares back at Ronnie. Ronnie glowers, and the Flasher gives a toothy grin, then scarpers. Ronnie narrows his eyes, then gets to his feet and heads through a doorway to his right. Brandy stands by the cosmetics counter holding out a tray of makeup samples. Her eyes follow a passing customer, then she turns, coming face to face with the Flasher and his dangly bits. He lifts his shoulders and flexes his eyebrows in excitement as he ogles her. He runs towards Brandy and she drops the tray. As he draws near, Ronnie steps up beside Brandy with a gun. Blood splattered, Ronnie lowers the smoking handgun and stares at the Flasher's body. The floor is awash with deep crimson blood and there's a bullet hole in the man's chest. Mark.
Oh, no, no, no! Jesus, Ronnie! You fucking killed him!
The man stirs.
Oh. All right, he's okay.
Shit, really?
Get out of the way! Oh, God, get out of the way!
The Ewan twins.
Stay down, motherfucker!
Got your back, Ronnie.
All right, I need to call an ambulance.
Nope. This sack of shit is mine. Hold my peace. Take him to the station myself. Get up, motherfucker!
Hey, Ronnie.
Mark holds out a bunch of keys, tosses them to him, and winks respectfully. Ronnie turns to the Flasher.
Come on!
Ronnie escorts him away.
Ronnie?
He turns back to face Brandy.
Good job.
Fuck you! And if anyone here wants a girl to have sex with you and then to fuck your enemy, go to Brandy! Cause she's the girl that does that!
She squirms. He glances left and right, then grabs the Flasher by his collar and marches him away. The shell-shocked customers start clapping.
You say you love me.
Ronnie and the Flasher pull up outside the police station in the two-seater security buggy. Ronnie hauls him out. The Flasher's hands are tied behind his back. Ronnie marches the blood-stained man towards the steps, where a crowd of policemen stand staring at him. They step aside for Ronnie, who walks the Flasher over to Harrison and Nichols.
Caught the pervert. Someone get a paramedic. Hurry up.
I want everyone to know Ronnie Barnhart caught the pervert, not the fucking police.
Good job, Ronnie. You caught a pervert.
You can take your fucking badge and your gun. And you can shove them up your fucking butt, because I don't need that shit to know who the fuck I am. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck every one of you.
To Harrison.
I win.
Ronnie nods, then raises a fist in the air triumphantly as he walks away past the assembled coppers. Nichols.
Way to go, Ronnie.
Harrison gives Nichols a look. Ronnie gets in the buggy. He enjoys a moment of proud reflection, then whizzes off into the distance. The Ewan twins stand with Charles and Ronnie, who's being interviewed by the TV news reporter.
I'm here with Ronnie Barnhart, head of mall security here at the Forest Ridge Mall. Ronnie is the man who brought the Forest Ridge Mall Flasher to justice.
We caught the Flasher. Yes!
All is back to normal?
I'd say better than normal, actually. Personal life is going fantastic. I met a girl right over there. She has made a promise to God that she won't have sex before marriage, but that's a promise I intend on making her break. Gather around, you guys.
Ronnie pushes the reporter out of the shot and poses with the guys. Ronnie shoots in the firing range. Observe and report. ITFC audio description was written and read by Sam Clark. Cast. Ronnie, Seth Rogen. Detective Harrison, Ray Liotta. Dennis, Michael Pena. Brandy, Anna Faris. Mark, Dan Bacadar. Charles, Jesse Clemens. John Ewan, John Yuan. Matt Ewan, Matthew Yuan. Mum, Celia Weston. Nell, Colette Wolfe, Pervert, Randy Gamble, Bruce, Alston Brown, D-Rock, Cody Midthunder, female reporter, Deborah Jane Brown, Saddam, Aziz Ansari, angry store owner, Eddie Rouse, toaster bun manager, Patton Oswalt, girl employee, Lauren A. Miller, janitor, Rafael Herrera, Detective Nichols, Ben Best, department store manager, William Sturchy, Tyler, Robbie Hill, little kid, Marlon Cunningham, Caucasian crackhead, Danny McBride, random crackhead, Milos Milicevic, hot clerk, Antonia DiNardo, young girl, Danielle Martin, policeman, David House, psychologist, Fran Martoni, slash lady, Gail L. Harrington, skateboarders, Cody Tyler Vasselis, Wyatt Tipton, Shane Haberstadt, Dylan Heiss, makeup counter lady, Lucy Hill, young girl shoplifter, Parker Ewing, mall patron, Ivan Kraljevic. Casting by Sheila Jaff, CSA. Music by Joseph Stevens. When I Paint My Masterpiece, written by Bob Dylan, performed by the band. Super Freak Remix, written and performed by Amanda Blank and Aaron LeCrate. The Man and Sitting Back Easy, performed by Pato. Lightsaber Cocksucking Blues, performed by McCluskey. It's Late and The Hero, performed by Queen. Fatty Boom Boom, performed by Ranking Dread. Constantly Falling, performed by Dave Tuff. Brain, performed by The Action. Over Under Sideways Down, performed by The Yardbirds. Mine, performed by Tross. Dwarves Must Die, written by Black Dahlia, performed by The Dwarves. Help Is On Its Way, performed by Little River Band. Where Is My Mind, written by Charles Thompson, performed by City Wolf. Baby Teeth, performed by Pyramid. The environmental impact of this film's production were calculated, reduced where possible, and ultimately offset by investments in forestry conservation and solar energy projects. This motion picture, copyright 2009 Warner Brothers Entertainment Inc. and Legendary Pictures. Story and screenplay, copyright 2009 Warner Brothers Entertainment Inc. and Legendary Pictures. Original score, copyright 2009 Warner Baron Music LLC. All material is protected by copyright laws of the United States and all countries throughout the world. All rights reserved. Country of first publication, United States of America. Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures are the authors of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution or copying of this film or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. The story, all names, characters and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, places, buildings and products is intended or should be inferred. Observe and Report. Distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company.